This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday. Two security sources in Lebanon said, sharply escalating the year-long conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese health authorities say a small number of people have been killed and more wounded in an Israeli strike on Beirut. Friday's strike was the first such Israeli attack on the Lebanese capital in months and comes after Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with rockets. The region has been awaiting the revenge promised by the militant group's leader Hassan Nasrallah for this week's mass bombing attack on pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to Hezbollah members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The target was Hezbollah's operations commander, Ibrahim Akil, who serves on the group's top military body, two security sources in Lebanon and Israeli Army Radio said. The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.